Hey guys, welcome to the show. This is Connor.
Hey guys, welcome. This is Adam. You, of course, are listening to Panji Jenny Gausuni. Unfortunately, Jenny...
she's away today.
She is away. She had to say goodbye.
Oh.
But not forever.
Not forever. Yeah, and actually that's what we're talking about today. Different ways to say goodbye.
Right, because I'm sure this is one of the first words that that students studying English learn.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it's not a word that we say very often.
Yeah, we don't say goodbye much at all, because like goodbye is like the end.
It's the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm not going to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like a, in a movie, you would see it, like, for example, if a girl was breaking up with a guy.
Yeah,
and he keeps coming, take me back, baby, take me back.
No, this is goodbye.
This is goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to see you again.
Right, exactly. Okay, so if we don't really say goodbye, well, then what do we say?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a bunch of words and phrases here. First, why don't we take a look at some formal phrases?
Okay, so goodbye, of course, is very formal, but as we mentioned before, it's almost too formal.
It's too much, yeah. It's too strong.
It's just too strong, right? So if we are at work or in another formal situation, something that you might hear would be take care.
Take care. This is a really good one. I use this one all the time. You can use it, you know, face to face. You can use it in emails.
Mm.
And, you know, take care. It's just a short way to say, I hope you take care of yourself.
Right, exactly.
Right, so that one you can use in almost any situation. I mean, you can even use that with your friends if you're not going to see them for a while.
Yeah, take care.
Take care, man.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, but another one that you've probably all heard, and this is like just a really common phrase, is this one. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, and it's not just for today only. It's just like, you know, I hope you have a good day today.
Yeah, sure. And you can say it in the morning. You can say it at night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you could say have a nice evening if it's a bit later.
Yeah, if I get a coffee in the morning or in the evening, as you say, when I walk out of the coffee shop, I might say to the barista, have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Yeah, and you can even take the word nice and change it to good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, yes. So that's a really useful thing if you want to say weekend, if you want to say day, evening, whatever you want. Have a good night, even.
Have a good night. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And of course, if someone is leaving to go on vacation, you can always say, you know, have a good vacation.
Yeah, or a trip. Have a good trip.
Mm, right. Okay, so that takes care of the formal situations. Let's take a look at a few more informal situations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So right away, if we take out the good, we can just say bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye. Yeah.
Now, it's really, really funny because when I first went to China, I was in the south of China, and I would always hear a lot of people say things like bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
and
yes.
And bye-bye. Kind of just that everywhere in the world has kind of taken that sound, right?
Yeah, yeah. In Korea, they do that too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah,
bye bye. Yeah. Well, I always found that I could not pronounce that correctly just because, in my mind, I always want to say bye bye.
Right. It's kind of changed a bit. Like, it's just a fast way to say bye bye. We say bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye bye. Yeah, yeah. It's just you're saying the letter B, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and we do this all the time. Like, when I talk to my dad on the phone, he always says, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, Dad, bye-bye.
I love dads on the phone, right? Yeah. You talk to them for 5 minutes, and, well, it's probably time to go.
Time to go. I'll let you go now.
I'll let you go now. You're probably busy. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, now, what about just bye-bye, like, for babies?
Yeah, you could say that to a baby, like bye-bye.
Bye-bye, or bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or a dog. Bye-bye, dog.
Yeah, you know, I say that to my dog, bye-bye.
Mm. Okay, so all of those things, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye. Those are just, you know, very, very informal. But there's so many more phrases we could use as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this other really, really, really common one. See you later.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's always funny because see you later, you know, it's if you read it, it will say see you later.
Yeah, like I will see you later.
I will see you later. But when we are pronouncing it, most people will say see ya later.
See ya later. Or even later. Just see ya.
See ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. In fact, when I hear someone just say see you, I always think that sounds strange.
Yeah, it really should be see ya.
See ya.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. And even if you're not going to see the person like tomorrow or you don't know when you'll see the person again, it's still okay to say see ya.
Mm, right, exactly. Because later is just later.
Yeah, it is. And another one talking about later is this other one, catch you later.
Catch you later. Yes, yeah. If you are falling from a building.
Yeah, and this one also... catch you. I will catch you.
Catch you.
This one also has a U, catch you, but we say it like catch ya.
Catch you later.
Catch you later, yeah.
Yeah, but this one, you need the later, right? You wouldn't just say catch ya.
No. This one, catch you later. And this one feels a little bit more informal even.
Yeah, because of course, see you, you know, is very, very literal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's I will see you later. You will see me. But catch you, again, unless you are falling from a building, I'm not actually going to catch you. We do also have one other thing we could add to catch you. And I guess we could say it for see you as well. On the flip side.
Oh, this is some really good slang. Yeah, yeah. I learned this when I was young, in the 1990s, and catch you on the flip side.
Right.
Now, flip side, it doesn't really have a specific meaning. It
doesn't mean anything, right?
Yeah.
It just means later.
Later, yeah, yeah. On the other side, like tomorrow, I don't know.
Yeah, the side of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Now, another one, and this one I added because I say this one all the time, like my brother and I say this one, is this one. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Yeah, and it kind of means have a good day, but we just change day to one.
One,
yeah. Like whatever it is, have a good one, a weekend, a day, whatever.
Right. Now, this one is fun because you can really, you know, you can start very, very low, like have a good one, and just kind of go up, right?
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Yeah, and so it's easy to say, it's quick, and it's friendly.
It's friendly, and one thing I would say about this is, it almost could be said at work. I probably wouldn't say it at work, but like, well, maybe I wouldn't say it to my boss.
Yeah, not to your boss.
But
to
my coworkers, no problem. Like, oh, see you, Dave. Have a good one.
Have a good one, yeah. Yeah, oh, catch you on the flip side,
catch
then.
Catch you on the flip side, Bill. Yeah, well, of course, at Open Language, we are very hip and young and cool. So we want to use phrases that are more hip and young and cool.
Well, here's another one that was pretty popular, I think, when I was young, is this one. Peace out.
Peace out. Yeah. I mean, you could even just say peace.
Yeah.
Right? Peace. Like peace. Yeah. It just means see you later.
Yeah. Peace on earth.
Peace on earth. But peace out, just the out just kind of means like I'm out.
I'm going out. Yeah. And I'm out is actually another phrase you could say.
Yeah. All right. I'm out.
I'm out. I'm leaving.
Yeah. The thing about like something like I'm out or it's kind of more like I gotta go.
I gotta go. Yeah. Like quickly.
Quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't really count as like goodbye.
Right. Yeah.
It's almost kind of like first you would say I'm out.
Then see you later.
Then see you later.
I'm out. See you later.
I'm out. Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's pretty casual. So again, don't say I'm out to your boss.
Yeah. Yo, Jenny, I'm out.
Yeah. We'll stay out.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, well, one of the best parts about English, or the most confusing parts about English, depending on how you look at it, is that English loves to borrow many, 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 many words from other languages.
Yes, especially French.
Or Italian.
Or Italian, yeah. So for bye, we'll often use the Spanish word adios.
Adios.
Yeah. Yep. Adios, or like you said, Italian, right?
Italian gets used a lot. Ciao.
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 Yeah, that's C-I-A-O. Ciao.
Right. Ciao.
Mm-hmm.
Ciao.
Yeah, and we'll even sometimes use the Japanese word sayonara.
Ah, yeah. Now, this one we really, really changed the pronunciation of, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's like sayonara or something like that.
Right, and of course, we're just like, sayonara!
Sayonara.
Sayonara. Yeah, so, I mean, we just love to borrow... words from other languages. We haven't really borrowed any goodbyes from China yet. But who knows? I mean, in the next couple of years, with more foreigners going to China,
more exposure, right?
More exposure. Mm-hmm. Maybe a lot of our foreign friends will just start saying "zaijian" to everybody.
Oh, that would be cool.
Hey, adios, man. Hey, zaijian, man.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Well, and that brings us to the end of the show, and it's time to say see you later to you guys.
Yeah, wow, I can't believe it's already over. It's so hard to say goodbye sometimes. But of course, we want to know if you guys have any other ways that you say goodbye in a formal situation, mm-hmm. in an informal situation. Yep. We would love to know.
Yeah, so leave a comment, leave a question, and we'll be sure to reply to that. And, well, until next time, have a good one.
All right, catch you on the flip side.